Welcome to the Quarry Bank House Garden Audio Tour. During the tour, our route will follow the garden paths. If at any point you are unsure where to turn, please refer to the map or stop and wait for the next audio instruction. Whilst you are on the walk, please be aware of your surroundings and take care on the pathways. The tour starts at the entrance to the garden. You should wait by the kiosk until Eric tells you to begin walking. We hope that you enjoy your tour around the garden.
Hello and welcome. I'm Eric Robson, and you may know me from Gardener's Question Time on Radio 4. I'm going to be your guide round the beautiful and unique garden here at Stile. Shortly, we're going to be delving into its fascinating history, learning more about the wonderful range of plants you can find here, and hear about the phenomenal work that's gone into restoring the garden to how it would have looked when it was at its most spectacular. As we walk today, we're going to be hearing from various people connected with the garden, including the head gardener, Alan Napper.
Hello, my name's Alan Napper. I'm the head gardener at Quarry Bank, and I've been involved here since 2007, heading up the restoration programme. When I first came to Quarry Bank, the garden was very different to what you see today. It was overgrown, enclosed and dark, and presented a whole lot of different challenges. The whole restoration process has been a real voyage of discovery.
First of all, have a look around and take in your surroundings. This dramatic garden was created in the late 18th century and belonged to the mill owner, Samuel Gregg, and his wife Hannah. They lived at Quarry Bank House, the splendid bow-fronted Regency villa situated right next to the mill, looking out over the garden. The garden itself extends to more than 8 acres and was the Greggs' private garden. It's an enchanting place amidst vertical cliffs and beech woodland, all shaped round the River Bollin. The garden holds a very important place in gardening history as one of the best examples of a type of design called the picturesque. It encourages people to view the landscape as they would a picture, admiring the contrast between the restful tranquility of the plants, flowers and trees and the powerful, looming industrial presence of the mill. So we're nearly ready to go, but before we do, a few instructions. As we walk, listen to my voice and follow my footsteps. It's an easy route to follow, and unless you want to have a break and look at any of the garden in more detail, then you won't need to press any buttons on your player. Just leave the audio running. Later in the tour, you'll have an option to take either the steep terrain route or the more accessible route, and I'll tell you more about that when we get there. There's also a map of the garden available from the kiosk. Remember, the numbers on the map refer to the numbers on your player, should you lose your way. So, let's get moving and head off on our walk. We're going to take the left-hand path that loops around the lawn. As we walk today, you'll be listening to some music inspired by the birdsong here at Quarry Bank Mill. As you come round the bend, you'll get a great view of Quarry Bank House. Stop when you get to the bench that faces the river and look across to the house. The house you're looking at was built between 1796 and 1814 for Samuel and Hannah Gregg and was owned by their descendants for nearly 200 years. Before moving to this house, the Greggs lived in Manchester.
I'm David Seckers, and I used to be the museum director at Quarry Bank Mill from 1978 to 1989. Hannah Gregg, this rather romantic girl, was appalled to find herself living in the middle of dingy Manchester, miles from nature, miles from beauty,